This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Good morning. Eating Aliens, the title of the new book by Jackson Landers, who spent more than a year tracking down and eating invasive species around the world. Thane Maynard learns why in about 10 minutes. And later, Dick Waller discusses his career in music and painting and the opening of an exhibition of his work this afternoon at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. Pope Francis is now several days into his papacy. Many are looking forward to what his reign will bring. Marianne Zalesnik talks with Greg Friedman, the longtime communicator of the church on both a local and national scale, a Franciscan priest and pastor of St. Francis Seraph Church in Over the Rhine.
Thanks for joining me, Father Greg.
Thank you. It's good to be with you today.
So what's your initial reaction to the selection of a pope that's not from Europe?
Well, I'm very excited, and a number of my Franciscan brothers whom I've spoken to are as well, mostly because of the impact of seeing a man who is a man of the poor, a man who's worked in and with folks in Latin America who are on the margins of society and who understands them.
Talk a little bit about were you surprised? Was this anything you expected?
I think I was surprised. His name had come up at the last minute in some of the rumors floating around in Rome that some of the commentators were sharing on the internet, and he had been a contender last time by all reports in the election that gave us Pope Benedict. Most of the folks were hinting that perhaps Cardinal Bergoglio was too old. He's 76, I believe, and yet his name had still been out there as a still a bit of a long shot, but still in the discussions.
When you talk about his age at 76, I guess he's 2 years younger than Pope Benedict was when he took over the position. Do you think that this will be a job until death for him, or do you anticipate another resignation at some point?
Well, certainly the resignation option is now on the table, we might say, which I think was a good thing that Pope Benedict did, to give the Holy Father a chance to do a job until he felt he could not. It kind of relieves the Pope of this burden to serve until death, which in our day and age presents some issues of its own in terms of our longevity now, and yet sometimes other physical or emotional issues come in to make it difficult for a person to do an adequate job. And so this is a good option to be on the table. I would think that Pope Francis would probably have that in mind and see how his strengths hold up for the time that he's going to do the job. So I don't look for a really long papacy, but I really hope and pray that he has a chance to make an impact on the church and the world.
Now, there's certainly been a lot of talk that he is from outside of Europe, from Latin America. However, he's Italian-born. Is he still an Italian, do you think, overall or not?
He's the son of Italian immigrants. I don't know his background well enough to comment so much on that. I would think, though, that he has been, you know, an Argentinian through and through, and I would suspect that's what he first operates out of, is that sense of being one of the, you know, a Catholic raised in Argentina. And with all that involves, you know, it's a long and difficult history that country has had, as we know. So I would think that would be his first influence. But certainly, all of us who appreciate any of our heritage from our parents, I know I can share that, you know, from my grandparents who on one side were from Italy. So yeah, I think that does have an impact, and certainly will help him in being Bishop of Rome, which is one of the Pope's jobs.
Now, he has all sorts of firsts. Not only is he the first Latin American, he is also our Latin bishop, the first Latin Pope. But he also is the first Jesuit. For folks that don't know what Jesuits are, can you explain and say why this may or may not be significant?
Well, the Jesuits are an order in the church. Technically, they're the Society of Jesus, founded by St. Ignatius Loyola in the 16th century, I believe. And they've always had a unique role in the church, kind of sort of soldiers on behalf of the Pope, not military soldiers, but kind of people, men who would do, particular jobs on behalf of the church, missionaries, educators, always part of their order is to have a special loyalty to the Holy Father, and they have a special charism or gift, we would call it, from their founder, a spirit, if you will, from Saint Ignatius, who was a soldier who was converted. But there's a sense of a nice discipline that they have, a dedication to their work. All the Jesuits that I know are wonderful guys who have a real passion for what they do, whether it's being a teacher or a pastor or a missionary. And so I think Cardinal Bergoglio, now Pope Francis, will bring a little bit of that quality as well. And of course, as a Franciscan, I find it wonderfully charming and inspirational that a Jesuit chooses the name of our patron, St. Francis of Assisi, because of the new Pope's dedication to the poor. So it brings together a lot of wonderful themes in this man. I'm real excited about that.
Do you expect big changes? Do you expect that he will make big changes in his papacy?
I think the biggest change, Marianne, would be that we would see a bit of an alteration in tone and style. He's already done that in the first few hours. He did not ride in his papal limo back to the hotel with the other cardinals. He rode on the bus. He wore his own cross. Every bishop wears a cross that he is given at the time he's ordained a bishop. He did not wear the other papal vestments. He could have come out with a lot more of the trappings of the papacy. He did not do that. And I heard that as he went to pray at St. Mary Major, which is a special church in Rome close to the Jesuits and also to the Mother of Jesus, the Blessed Mother, he again rode in a simpler car. He stopped on the way back to pay his hotel bill where he had stayed before the conclave. You know, these are all personal touches. He could have gone and had someone else pay the bill, for example. You know, just a simple change of tone, and I think we'll see more of that. That's got to be impressive to folks around the world.
Some may say that they are very impressed by that, and it shows his humility or his humbleness. But what about in terms of this big role that's being thrust upon him? Will that be difficult for him to take then, do you think?
Well, I don't think so. I think being the Archbishop of Buenos Aires in Argentina, that's an awfully big diocese, and it brings with it political problems as well as the huge pastoral problems that a church of that size would have, much bigger than Cincinnati, of course. And, you know, what we Catholics would know here in the city of Cincinnati or in, you know, Dayton, much smaller here that we have to deal with. So I think he's a man who's done big-time administration, who's probably delegated a lot of authority. So that'll be a factor. He's also a theologian, albeit, for people who would like to see major changes in Catholic dogma or practice, that won't happen because he is a conservative theologian who would probably be exactly in the line of Pope Benedict. And so maintaining all of the interpretations and teachings that the Catholics are familiar with, and there's things the Pope can't change, of course, in that area. But I would think the change of style, but with also the, you know, being an administrator, I think he's capable of handling that from his experience as a pastor there.
What do you think it'll mean specifically to the Cincinnati area, or will it mean anything?
Well, Cincinnati is a place where Catholics are very much locally focused. Catholics here speak in terms of neighborhoods, you know, the west side, downtown, the east side. Parishes are very neighborhood conscious. We see that like with our parish festivals and so forth. I think this Pope began on a note that should please Cincinnatians. He started, and pretty much everything he said after he came out on the balcony was about being Bishop of Rome, which is the title of the Pope. He's speaking locally.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Great. It's wonderful to share with your listeners. Thanks very much.
Father Greg Friedman is a Franciscan priest and pastor of St. Francis Serif Church in Over the Rhine. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.